This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Announced yesterday that Eli Manning is amongst 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2026 after the quote-unquote first-year snub a year ago. And, you know, you've heard my comments talking about the Hall of Fame before and, you know, the discernible difference and where – and I think baseball is treated a little bit different than the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm not going to come on the airwaves today and tell you that – Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer. I think he will get in this year. But I also think that there was great debate a year ago about Eli Manning's, and I understand it's tough in this marketplace to go through that debate about Eli. And, you know, I was on the airwaves and covered really the entirety of his career here with the New York Giants. I have great respect for the fact that, you know, Eli Manning had 210 consecutive starts from 2004 through 2017 and showed you remarkable toughness. Understand that he went through, you know, the great run in 2007, which for my money, I think is as good of a run as any team has ever had winning a Super Bowl. Now, that team was not just defined by Eli Manning. That team was defined by the pass rush up front. But to go on the road in Tampa, go on the road in Dallas, to go on the road in Green Bay, and then to beat the previously undefeated New England Patriots in Glendale, Arizona. I ask you for a team that's had a better run in winning a Super Bowl than that year with the New York Giants. Understand the great pass that he had to Mario Manningham in 2011 Super Bowl against the Indianapolis against the New England Patriots down the left sideline. Great catch by Manningham, an unbelievable pressure throw by Eli Manning. The fact that, you know, Manning and the Giants were 2-0 and Coughlin were 2-0 against you know, Brady, Belichick and the New England Patriots, and obviously football's ultimate game, the Super Bowl. With all that being said, I didn't think Eli Manning was a first ballot Hall of Famer. And that was more, and do I think he was a Hall of Famer? Yes. And I've said it before, I do think there's a distinction. Now, people can go out there and say, well, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. I think first ballot Hall of Famers are without a shadow of a doubt. With no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. You are, you know, you watch the career, you know, hands down. You were one of the best to ever play the position. I do think Eli's one of the most durable quarterbacks you've ever seen. His ability to go out there, rise up, and pressurize spots. I just didn't think he would get in on the first ballot. Do I think he'll get in this year? I do. Do I think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer? I do. Do I think the knocks against Eli Manning? I think there are people that look at Eli Manning outside the New York marketplace and look at his career and look at the fact that, you know, he had a, you know, despite had an 8-4 playoff record, including those two Super Bowl runs, that he had a 500 regular season record at 117 and 117. See, the amazing thing when you look at Eli and the discernible difference, and we had conversations we used to when both Eli and Peyton were in their heydays in the National Football League. You know, Peyton Manning, in terms of his impact on the position, unquestioned. Like, there might not be a greater regular season quarterback that you'll ever see than Peyton Manning in his prime. What he was able to do, calling the game at the line of scrimmage, the decided edge that he gave the Indianapolis Colts, the consistency that he was able to play at, the ability to go out there and orchestrate that offense. And it wasn't just him. He had obviously playmakers around him as well, including guys like Marvin Harrison and obviously Reggie Wayne, Dallas Clark, and everything that goes along with it, Saturday at center. I mean, but Peyton Manning was able to play that position at a remarkable level. The knock on Peyton Manning when he got to the playoffs was he was not able to take his game to another level. See, Eli Manning in the regular season at times was remarkably inconsistent, showed you great toughness, and there were failures around him, but we're just judging him based on the quarterback. If we're going to give the quarterback all the kind of, you know, the accolades and be in the most important position in all of professional sports, it is, right? So you're going to take the credit and you're going to also take the blame. he was not as consistent as his brother in the regular season. But the difference between the two brothers is this, is that Eli Manning was able to take his game to another level and showed you different facets to that game as well, to another level when it came to the football playoffs. You know, two completely different, the toughness that he showed in that NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers, the amount of hits that he took that game, and mind you, he was not a dual threat quarterback. He was a pure pocket passer, had little to no speed, had little to no foot speed, but he showed you remarkable toughness. The fact that he played 210 consecutive starts in the National Football League, remarkable. He's a Hall of Famer, and I think he's going to get in this year. I think he handled the quote-unquote snub from a year ago with nothing but grace, class, and the way that he handled everything that he did here in New York with the Giants. And he represented the Giants on the field and off the field very, very classy, and he is defined by those two Super Bowl runs, and I think he's a Hall of Famer. I just didn't think he was going to get in on the first ballot. I do think he'll get in this year, though, and I'd be surprised if he didn't.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.